hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Number three is prosperity. God is raising up a breed without greed. We've seen greedy Gus's, you know, where dog houses were $20,000 for a dog house, air conditioned and carpeted. You know, stuff like that. That's greed. You know, 10 cars. You know, all kind of greed, you know, stuff that has to do with greed and covetousness and extravagance. But God is raising up a people, a breed of people that are not greedy, but rather are generous. You see, like Joseph, and we'll get into this message somewhere, but I'm going to lay it all out to you so that you can discern for yourself. But like Joseph, we are going to become a storehouse. We will be a storehouse. We will be like a distribution center for the nations of the world. Amen? You'll see that clearer. In Isaiah 9 and 7, it says, of the increase of his government and his peace, there shall be no end. Of the increase of his government. Anytime there's increase of God's government, there's increase of peace. How do I know God is governing over my life? My life is filled with more peace. How do I know God is in control of my life? My life is governed by peace. I'm not in turmoil. I'm not filled with anxiety. I'm not stressed out. Come on. That's kingdom government. Even when doctors give you a bleak report, you can still have peace because you are governed by God's kingdom. When things go wrong, when things don't go your way, when things are delayed, you can still have peace because you are in a pathway. And God's government is over your life. I want you to think about this a moment, where the real battle is. You see, if I'm in the pathway and everything I need is in the pathway, then the battle is not in the pathway. The battle is in the mind. So if it's in the mind, the pathway remains the same. And God has already blessed me. So I just need to deal with that stuff that comes against my mind. The devil's defeated already. He can't block the pathway, but he puts seeds or thoughts against your mind. So you just have to cast them things down and get your mind renewed and get your soul to prospering. Get your soul to prospering. Get your mind to prospering. Get your will to prospering, because that's where the battle is. The battle's not in the pathway. The pathway is clear already. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and there be few that find it. The enemy's always trying to show you another path. I've often shared a dream I had, I don't know what year, a long time ago, but I was in this forest, and there was a winding, winding, winding road. And as I was winding down the road, I could look way down. I see a light, and people were going up in the light. And as I was trying to find my way through the maze, I'd hear a voice say, look over here. Look over here. Hey, you, look over here. And the Holy Spirit said, don't look. Just stay on the path. Follow the path. And finally, the voice got irate and really trying to distract. But finally, I got to where they were going up in the light. And the Holy Spirit said, now look. I turned around and looked. And it was a devil. It was probably the devil. A devil that was taller than all the trees. And if you could have saw the look on his face, how angry he was. And he just jumped up and then he took off down back into the woods. But see, he's always trying through thoughts and imaginations to get you off the path. Try to tell you it's not going to work. But see, it's already worked. God ain't trying to work nothing out. It's already worked. It's already a path. Jesus sanctified a pathway. He made a way for us without sin. He walked a path that sin could have no stronghold over. Amen. That death couldn't touch. No demons can tread there. It's a place of immunity. Where you are immune from things. He already was. He said, just follow me. Tell somebody, stay in the path. I was talking to my brother when I went to California. And it was interesting. He said, you know, we're in a series on prayer. I told him, we're in a 40 days of prayer. And he was sharing with me the theology of prayer. And he brought something out. Very interesting. He said, you know, as I've studied this about Jesus, he said, Jesus prayed over everything, and he prayed all the time. Yeah. Think about a moment. He prayed over everything, and he prayed all the time in order to stay in the path. The Bible tells us in Thessalonians, what? We ought to pray without ceasing. I don't know what that means to you. Find out from God, what does that mean to you? Okay, so the manifestation, demonstration, transformation, the increase of his government, and as I said earlier, extraordinary dimensions of Christ are going to be revealed. Facets of his nature, attributes that we've only tasted are going to become prevalent, going to become dominant in our life. Things we've never seen or have never been revealed to us before are going to be revealed. We're going to see him in a new light and under or with a whole new measure, you know, off the chain, let me say. We're going to see him and know him. We will know of God's kind intentions in the midst of all of this stuff that's going on. God's intentions toward you are still kind. His covenant with you is a covenant of peace. However, we've made mistakes, where we've missed the mark, you know, where we've all that don't count. Come on, tell somebody, everything you've done wrong, it don't count. That has no sway in God revealing himself. It's pertaining to your salvation. You had nothing to do with your salvation. Hello? It was him that drew you. You didn't even come. He drew you. You didn't care, but he put care in your heart. You had no idea, but he gave you an idea. He gave you a heart. He gave you a desire. See, God did it all himself. See this thing God's going to do himself. Just tell somebody, I'm just glad to be part of the group. I'm glad. Tell them I'm glad to be in the number. I'm glad he included me. That makes me fear, or let me say reverent, because see, he didn't have to do it. You didn't have to be saved. Not one of us had to be saved. Not one of us had to have a mind of Christ. Not one of us had to be born again. But God chose you. My goodness. All the folk that don't care nothing about God today, caught up in witchcraft and the occult and cursing God and all kind of lewdness and crazy, and here God chose you. Here you are sitting up in church hearing the word of God, studying your Bible, praying in the morning, fasting on Wednesdays, calling on the name of Jesus, giving God praise, singing praises to his name. You didn't have to be saved, but he saved you. Hallelujah. I don't deserve it. Nothing I could have done. You weren't that pretty. You didn't have it going on like that. But yet God said, no, this one's mine. Devil tried to kill you many occasions. Lost your mind at different times. But God said, no, you can't stay like that because you belong to me. You're going to be part of my covenant. I got work for you to do. Hello? Oh, hallelujah. Some of us were lost in the bottle. Some of us were drug addicts, addicted to drugs. Some of us were addicted to other things. But in the midst of that, God saw you yet when you were yet without strength. God didn't let you go overboard. Look at his mercy. Look at his grace. When you were without strength, Christ had died for you. When you was juking and jiving in the nightclub, hello? Running around. God still had his eye on you. Angels still around you. Think about it a minute. You don't deserve any of this. You couldn't earn any of this. God did it all by himself. Well, what makes you think what has been begun in the spirit is going to be perfected by your flesh? We just need to smile and buckle our seatbelt and let God take us for the ride. He's the bus driver. Have your way, Lord. Wherever your destination is, I'm going with you. I'm on. Count me in. Somebody say, Lord, have your way. Come on, tell them, Lord, have your way in me. However you want to do it, Lord, just do it. My soul says yes. See, like Joseph, you might not think anything good can come out of what you've been through. Huh? All that mess you've been through. All that stuff you've had to deal with. There were times when you were at all-time lows, feeling bad about yourself. Imagine what Joseph felt like. But see, the Bible says, even though he was thrown in prison, he said, but the Lord. Somebody say, but the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, come on. When they lie on you, somebody say, but the Lord. When your brothers hated on you, somebody say, but the Lord. When they counted you out and said you was going to die, never become anything, tell them, but the Lord. Come on, when they left you in the dungeon to rot, somebody say, but the Lord. See, had it not been for God on your side, where would you be right now?
We are continuing in part 65 of Mega Grace, from Canaan to Goshen. When you begin to honor your brothers and sisters in Christ, you then will find your identity. As a saint in the body of Christ, you should be able to honor others, as well as having the ability to recognize the grace in others' lives. You cover and protect your brothers and sisters. If your mindset is to expose someone's weakness, that is an indication you are not ready for the palace, but you are ready for the streets. We must properly relate to our brothers and sisters.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.